Let's talk good things, shall we? We always, this time of year, get cooked up with our great friend Alan Pease with the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington. Alan, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Not as busy as you are. You're trying to, it's wilder than a goat rodeo over there. You've got three mayoral candidates that you've rounded up. You've got antique cars. You've got great community leaders. You have the wonderful and magnificent Diane Daly. What am I talking about? I am talking about the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington's Pancake Breakfast and Car Show. It's coming up this weekend. How did you put all these pieces together, you do-gooder?
It was a job, but we loved every minute of it, every minute of putting it together.
Who says no to you anyhow, by the way? You knock on my door, I'm like, what do you want? Of course I'll help you. What else? It's the Kiwanis Club, for crying out loud.
That's true, and we really appreciate WGCL's support. That's important to us. I think you're really doing a community service. The Pancake Breakfast this year is being put on by Kiwanis Club of Bloomington and the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools. And that's because everything is going to benefit either the Keith Klein Memorial Fund and Kiwanis Youth Programs. We're going to split the money evenly between those. And the Keith Klein Memorial Fund is housed at the foundation, and that is to that funds journalism and media programs for middle school students. I started to say junior high, and I'm told you're not supposed to say that here.
Oh, really?
In County.
I didn't know
middle
that.
Middle school.
All right. Yeah, well, I've learned something today already. That's good.
Yeah, and we're happy to do it. And as we all know, WGCL was Keith's home when he passed so suddenly from us, from this planet, and this was his passion, was this particular program. And if you, and I'm sure you know this, Mike, the Jackson Creek media program, middle school, has won awards all over the country. The kids are doing such a great job, and Keith was very supportive of that. And as I understand it, they've expanded this program now to, I believe it's Tri-North Middle School.
Yeah, Bachelor, I know where my daughter's at. She's involved in it, too. So all of the local junior highs, middle. What can I say again? What is my junior high?
Middle school.
I don't want to get on Dr. Oswald's bad list. I don't want to do that. Well, that's great
Not only did Keith have a passion for this particular program and supported it strongly, as you know, he had a passion for Kiwanis Club and for our annual Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show. We think that he didn't miss a single one the entire time. Now, we can't tell you, is this our 19th or our 20th or what, because when you know what came along, we didn't have one year, and then another year I think we tried to do two, and none of us can figure out, what do we say, our 20th annual, our 19th annual, we don't know.
Let's do this. Next year, it's going to be your 20th annual, because then you have a whole year to promote the 20th, and that always grabs round numbers for some reason, grab people's attention. So that's my angle to you. But let's not forget, in a wonderful tribute to Keith as well, and a great way to remember his community service and his commitment to our community. But let's not forget that the Kiwanis Club has been here for a while too, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to say this was one of Keith's favorite events. And he attended every one of them. Even when we switched to drive through, he was driving through, honking his horn, waving at everybody. You asked what does Kiwanis Club do?
Well, you've only been around for 103 years, 102 years. Yeah. I can't keep track of all of that.
103 years, and no, I wasn't at the founding meeting.
Keith was, but you weren't.
Yeah, Keith was. At any rate, there's two Kiwanis Clubs in Monroe County. There's a Kiwanis Club of South Central Indiana, and they put on the Balloon Fest every year. And then there's Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, that's us. We put on the Pancake Breakfast and Antique Auto Show the last Saturday in April. And then we've been putting on Operation Chili for Children every October, but we're changing that up to Super Supper. And it's going to be moved to Shreve Hall.
Ivy Tech.
Yeah, and we'll have more news about that, about the change and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, great.
And I was saying that the Pancake Breakfast aids the, as well as the Keith Klein Fund, the Kiwanis youth programs. And that includes, we co-sponsor with South Central Indiana Kiwanis, K-Kids for in elementary schools, the Builders Club, which we have one at Jackson Creek, and the Bloomington Builders Club, and that's for middle school students, of course. And then we have the Key Club, and there's a Key Club of Bloomington, and then there's a Key Club at Ellettsville, and of course that's the high school group. And then for college, we have Circle K at IU. And one of the goals of Kiwanis is we say we're an international group of volunteers dedicated to improving the world one child and one community at a time. And we mentor children from birth to college graduation, and which means not only do we have these programs that we co-support with Kiwanis South Central Indiana, we also support Boys and Girls Club, Backpack Buddies Program, and a variety of other things. We have sponsored a team for Bloomington Junior League Baseball every year since they founded in 1953, and this is the 50th year we've supported them in a row. And I think you're familiar with that.
Oh, absolutely.
Group for kids, yeah. That's really cool. And, oh, I wanted to tell you, we have a big lineup of celebrities. You mentioned some of them already. We're going to our grateful greeter is going to be the executive director of the Foundation for Monroe County Schools, Cyrilla Helm.
Fantastic.
And then our community partner celebrity servers are Diane Daly from WGCL News and and Monroe County Sheriff Ruben Marte. And then you mentioned the other way of all three mayoral candidates are going to be celebrity servers. I believe Susan Sandberg is serving from 8 to 9. From 9 to 10 is Carrie Thompson. From 10 to 11 is Don Griffin.
And I was going to ask you how you were going to get all three of them in the same room at the same time, but now you have told me, well, that's a really great idea, so everybody can support who they'd like to support. But what we're all supporting is the Keith Klein Foundation Scholarship, the Community Foundation, Kiwanis, and all the great programs that go along with that. Alan Pease is my guest today. You better start telling me about the food here because I'm starting to get hungry. Then you can tell me about your great hostesses because I know who they are. But we got to eat first, then we'll do that. What are we eating, buddy?
Okay, the menu is homemade pancakes, sausage, oatmeal cookies, orange juice, coffee, and milk. And it's all you can eat, but you can't bring a take-home bucket.
But you can get it to go if you would like. So I don't want people to be misunderstood. If you don't have time to sit down for an hour on a Saturday because you're busy, stop by, bring your money. We'll get you a box to go, and you'll be out the door in 5 minutes. So don't think, well, I can't stay and eat. I can't help out. Yes, you can.
Yeah, we're all equipped for carry out. And everything we're using, the carry out containers and all that, we made a special effort. All of it's biodegradable.
Great job.
So you said the hostesses. Okay.
That's right.
Our official hostess is the 2023 Miss IU, Caitlin Ross, and she's going to be assisted by Miss Three Rivers, Shaylee Barnes, and Miss Hoosier Heartland, Kate Dimmitt, and of course, all three of them are students at IU.
That's another super program that you guys, every year for all of your great events, you get to showcase these fantastic women and help them on their way to better things in their careers and scholarships and everything else that goes along with that. We have the great hostesses. Well, they'll be there for pictures and autographs and all that fun stuff as well. And I think the weather's going to be okay on Saturday.
Yeah.
Does that mean a car show is going to be taking place?
Right, yeah. Let me tell you who's helping us with the car show, and they've been helping us for 10 years. Phil Sutton of our club is the chairman of the car show, the antique auto show, we have to say, and that, that's members of the Hoosier Hills Model A Ford Restorers Club and of the, the Restorers Club of Columbus, Indiana region. And both of those clubs help us. They bring a lot of Model A Fords, and then we have other people that bring cars from the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Fun stuff.
And you get to talk to the owners of the cars and take all the pictures you want, and you have to take a picture of your significant other with a car or your kids or your grandkids. And the Monroe County Sheriff's Office is going to have 7 deputies there for people to meet and greet and talk to, and their canine deputy is going to also be there. And they're going to have a squad car and a Polaris UTV for kids to touch and tour, and kids get their choice of a free coloring book, stickers, or I forgot what the third thing they're giving away.
Balloons.
No, I mean the sheriff's, if you go outside, this is the outside activities.
Alan, that's a mystery. That's an extra perk. You show up on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. It is just behind the credit union in the, just turn south if you're going east, and if you're heading west, turn south as well. You'll find it 2420 East 3rd Street. Just put that in your Googleometer. You'll be right there. Alan, how do I get tickets? You want people to buy some tickets in advance so you know an idea about how many pancakes you're going to make and how much sausage and stuff you'll need.
That's very helpful. The tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for children 10 and under. And then with that, with the admission, the kids 10 and under get a free box of crayons and a balloon. And as I said, the sheriff is giving out coloring books. To get the tickets, you can get them in person at the Buskirk Chumley Bloom box office on Kirkwood.
Yep.
I think that's 114 East Kirkwood. Or you can call them up on the phone and buy tickets on the phone at 812-323-3020. Now, the in-person box office and the telephone is 11 to 5 every day. And then you can also go to, buskirkchumley.org. And therefore, you can buy the tickets online.
Excellent. Very convenient. KiwanisBloomington.org will give you all of the other information you need for the programs and messaging and everything else that goes along with what's happening for Kiwanis. Alan Pease is our guest. Alan, as we've told everybody, and we'll tell you again, it's $10, and it's all you can eat. Kids 10 and under are $5 as well. It's a great way to get your Saturday morning started. Put some energy in that tank. Who isn't busy on Saturday? Everybody is.
Yeah.
And 8 to 11 at the First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. Now, if I have forgotten and I show up, you're going to take my money at the door, aren't you?
I certainly am.
So don't think you need to have tickets in advance. If you can get tickets in advance, that's absolutely fantastic, but that is not a deal breaker.
And we can take at the door cash, check, debit, credit, anything that you can tap, Apple, whatever it is. We can take all of those now. And you know what? Let me tell you who the community partners are. We couldn't
do this
without them, And it's Ivy Tech Community College, Drs. Fadi and Aline Haddad, the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and Sheriff Ruben Marte, Drs. Suhail and Alejandra Haddad, and WGCL Radio AM and FM.
Haddad's got some of my money, too. We'll talk about that at some other time. So that's good. He's given some of that back. First United Church, the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington, and the foundation of Monroe County Community Schools. The great Alan Pease organizing all of this. It will benefit the Keith Klein Memorial Fund and the Kiwanis Youth Programs. I will drive by and grab some pancakes with you on Saturday, my friend, and I will remind all of our listeners the rest of the week as well that they can go to the Buskirk Chumley box office and buy tickets in person or buskirkchumley.org. How does that sound?
It sounds pretty good. Well, never mind. I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to.
Why not? It's radio.
I just say, We can give you a set, like four family packs of tickets for you to give away.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All you have to do, however you're going to give them away, when the people call in, whoever wins them,
yep,
just take their name and phone number and tell me, and the tickets will be at the door.
Excellent, Alan.
So I have to say, I think by regulation that each family pack is worth $30. So it'll be two adult tickets and two kids tickets.